This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Turkey's prime minister is appealing to members of his ruling party in parliament to endorse a cabinet decision to send Turkish troops to Iraq. The Turkish cabinet yesterday agreed to send several thousand soldiers to Iraq for up to a year. Parliament is scheduled to vote today on the plan. Turkey would be the first Muslim nation to provide troops to the U.S.-led Iraqi operation. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Istanbul. Parliament in March rejected a plan to allow the U.S. military access to Turkish soil during the invasion of Iraq. Is it likely to approve assisting in a peacekeeping mission?
Bob, I asked a parliament member from the ruling party of the Turkish prime minister that same question, and he said you can bet on it. The prime minister's supporters said they would not bring this motion to parliament this time around without being sure of a vote of approval to allow Turkish troops to join in the U.S. stabilization effort in neighboring Iraq. That's due in part to the fact that when parliament voted against allowing U.S. troops to invade Iraq from Turkey last March, that the U.S. wasn't the only side to lose out on that rejection. The recently elected prime minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, also lost face. It was viewed as an embarrassing defeat from him. He had been negotiating with the U.S. to allow this plan to go through, and he lost support for it because of a rebellion from within his own party, from members in parliament.
Well, don't the people of Turkey remain opposed to involvement in Iraq?
They are. A recent poll says that more than 60% of Turks are against getting involved, and more than 90% of Turks were against the U.S. invasion of Iraq. But the Turkish government seems to believe that it is much more important to improve relations with the U.S. After those very tense moments with the U.S. during the war. Washington viewed the Turkish decision not to assist with the invasion as a betrayal. So they are really pushing for this to go through. And the U.S. is also interested in improving relations with Turkey. Last month, the Bush administration pledged $8.5 billion in loans to Turkey to help it stabilize its shaky economy. Both U.S. and Turkish officials are insisting that this aid package is not linked to the decision whether or not Turkey will send troops to help the U.S. in Iraq.
About the Iraqi Kurds don't care to have Turkish troops in Iraq.
No, they've spoken out against this. A top Kurdish official who's become the foreign minister of Iraq, he has already been quite protesting against this plan. And we have to remember back to the war where it appeared that maybe Turkey and the Kurds of northern Iraq would even begin fighting before the U.S. invasion even began, because Turkey was threatening to make a unilateral military push into Iraq. It does seem that the U.S. administration in Iraq is overlooking these protests, but they are not talking about putting these Turkish peacekeepers in the Kurdish north, instead putting it in other parts of the country.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Istanbul.